Welcome to the Dream Job System, the only podcast that provides proven, tangible strategies to help you land a job you love without traditional experience and without applying online. Get ready to level up your job search with your host, Austin Belsack.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Dream Job System podcast. I'm your host, Austin Belsack, and today I want to share my number one job search rule to live by. So this was something that took me a little while to understand. This was a realization I came to after I'd been job searching for a little while, and it completely changed the game. Before I learned this rule, I was doing the same stuff everybody else was doing, and I wasn't seeing any results, and I was getting super frustrated. I couldn't figure out why. But once I came to this realization, everything changed. The results that I was getting for my inputs were disproportionate. I started seeing crazy success with the people that I reached out to and with the number of interviews I landed and the caliber of those interviews, the companies that I landed interviews at and eventually ended up scoring offers at, right? So this is truly a life-changing rule, but by no means is it easy. It actually involves taking the hard road at pretty much every turn, but the results are worthwhile. So you're probably wondering what the heck the rule is, right? Well, here we go. My number one rule in the job search is that if something is easy for you to do, it's just as easy for anybody else to do. And here's the thing. People like to do easy stuff, right? That's how we're wired. Just as human beings, we want to find a way to invest minimal inputs that turn into disproportionate outcomes. So we invest a little bit and we get a massive outcome. That's just how we're wired. And that makes sense, right? But easy things rarely get results. Why? Because everybody else is doing them. They're just as easy for everybody else to do. For example, if you've ever written a cover letter, you've probably gone to a place like Google and ran a search for a cover letter template. You looked through a couple of articles, you found a template and you downloaded it, and then you basically filled in the blanks and sent it off. But here's the thing. You and thousands of other people all found that same template. So the hiring manager on the other side, the employer, they're basically seeing all of the same template come through. And the only thing that's changed are the names, maybe a couple of lines or a couple of sentences, and nobody is standing out. Why? Because they took the easy route. The same is true for online applications, right? Finding the job posting on LinkedIn or on a job board and pressing easy apply, that's easy to do. But applying online only has a 2% chance of success. It's much, much harder to get out there and do your research to find that decision maker. Then spin up an email that is going to get them interested, that's going to get them to respond to you, that leads to a conversation, and then taking that conversation and actually using it to build a relationship that turns into a referral. That is so much harder to do, and that's probably why referrals only make up a small fraction of applicants, roughly 10% of them. But referrals also make up 40 to 80% of hires. Why? Because getting referrals is not easy. You have to build a lot of trust. You have to make a big investment on your side, but the reward is worth it. So if there's one thing I've learned about success, it's this. The easy way almost always feels good at first, but it usually ends up costing you more in the long run. We're talking about time, we're talking about effort, and we're also talking about results. We think that taking the easy way up front is going to save us time, save us effort, and still get us results. And in reality, we usually don't end up getting results. So we have to go back and redo things. We have to spend more time. We have to invest more effort than if we just did it the right way or the quote hard way the first time. When we take on that uncomfortable stuff, it almost always leads to bigger and better results. On top of that, there is way less competition on the extra mile, right? Everybody's still trying to make the easy stuff work because they don't want to go the extra mile. So as soon as you're willing to put in that little bit of extra effort, as soon as you're willing to get comfortable with the uncomfortable and go the extra mile, that is where the magic starts to happen. Now, I don't want you to just put in more effort to put in more effort. I want you to put in more effort where it's effective. So here's how you start applying this rule to your life today. Whenever you do something, whether it's something in the job search, whether it's something for yourself, personal development, whatever it is, whether it's starting a business, I want you to ask yourself one question. Am I doing this because it's effective or am I doing this because it's easy/straightforward? And if you're doing it because it's easy or straightforward, you need to take a step back and you need to really think about whether this is worth the time in the long run. If you're doing it because it's effective, that's a totally different story and you should keep doing it. But that's really what this all comes down to. When we really think about it, taking the hard route, being uncomfortable, getting into that unfamiliar territory where anything could happen is scary, but that's also typically where the largest results come from because there's less competition, because it's different. Nobody else is doing it and you come across as unique and you show that you're willing to go above and beyond. So that's it for today. I hope this is a rule that you will take into account, that you will internalize, and that you will start implementing in your life. But if you're finding the advice in this podcast helpful, we always appreciate a review on the show. Reviews help other people find this advice. They help push us up the charts. So if you have a couple of seconds, even just a quick star review, or if you want to leave some thoughts, those are always super helpful on Apple or Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts. Either way, I appreciate you listening and we'll see you in the next episode.